Beautifulness, beautifulness to everyone. Oh, it's a party. It's a party on the Connect with Kelly show. It's a spiritual love fest. This is where we connect, we collaborate, and we create together. Do you feel it? It is strong. Woo! If it's change we seek, let's be the change. How about we do that? Let's be the change. I'm Kelly, your host. Thank you so, so much for joining me. Or I should say us. Beth, are you with me? I might have surprised her. She probably didn't think.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm us.
Here. Yes, us. We're all here with the capital A.
Yay! I am stoked that Beth from the Alchemy School is back with me to keep the conversation going from my last show about command language. And if you missed it, you're in luck. All my shows are archived and you can find them at the bottom of my program page at bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly, along with a link to Beth's introduction to command language handout. So please check it out. Thank you, Team BBS. You guys rock. All my listeners, all my subscribers, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Before we get going here, I just want to say, Beth and I could fill a whole hour. We could fill many hours, actually, just talking about growing our light body through command language. But that's not our intention for today. We really want to encourage participation. So please, as you're inspired, call in and ask questions and or share your experiences, your examples of command language. It's how we all learn and grow together. I say that a lot, but it's so true. Beth and I are going to take the first few minutes to share some more of what we've learned along the way. But just know that our intention for this show is to take calls. So as they come in, we'll pause to take them as we go. So please, please, please call in. If you're listening live, it's toll free at 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or direct at 323-744-4831, 323-744-4831. All right. I'm excited. I'm going to share the lyrics from the Breadcrumb Band for today. But first, there may be some new listeners. So for those of you who are new to the program, I just want to explain why I do this. I highlight certain bands or solo artists because they offer what I'm calling breadcrumbs of higher consciousness. Or you could say universal knowledge, you could say universal intelligence. They do that through their lyrics, and some have been doing it for decades, which is absolutely incredible. So I showcase these artists in hopes that you all will be inspired to seek out not just the specific song I've highlighted, but maybe to explore their body of work and feel into the harmonics that intertwine with the lyrics. And as I've mentioned many times, countless breadcrumb artists have been integral in my awakening process. So that's my encouragement for you all as I read these lyrics. And I feel they're a good representation of source light, AKA the sun. The sun that is helping us through the ascension cycle that we're currently experiencing. So today, the band is, drumroll please, Duran Duran, and the song is Reach Up for the Sunshine. And this is how it goes. Now the time has come. The music between us, though the night seems young, is at an end. Only change will bring you out of the darkness. In this moment, everything is born again. Reach up for the sunrise. Put your hands into the big sky. You can touch the sunrise. Feel the new day enter your life. Now the fireball burns. We go round together as the planet turns into the light. Something more than dreams to watch out for each other, because we know what it means to be alive. Feel the new day enter your life. Feel the new day. Reach up for the sunrise. Put your hands into the big sky. You can touch the sunrise. Feel the new day enter your life. Ah, as the planet turns into the light. Did Duran Duran just explain it? Ascension? What do you say, Beth, as we begin our new day? Is that a good one to start with?
It's beautiful. It's always such an amazing. I'm always excited to hear every week the song that you've chosen for opening the day. So thank you. Yeah, it's spectacular. Thank you. The
Yay.
sun, the sun, the sun, and remembering that we are the sun and finding our sun within.
Oh, good. I love that. Thank you. So I want to quote what Q says about the ascension cycle. But first, for those of you who don't know who Q is, I'm just going to say this, and you can choose to take it or leave it. But I do hope you'll listen to my words with an open heart and an open mind. This is what I know to be true. It's not a belief, it's a knowing. I know that every 2,000 years, Source comes to this planet in human form to help us and the planet through the ascension process. And the man, the individual we call Q, comes directly from Source into a human body. I'm a fractal of Source. He is Source. He is from Source. And yes, he was here 2,000 years ago in a different body. Now, I've had numerous conversations with him, and I've listened to him for countless hours share just universal knowledge with us. So many beautiful nuggets of beautifulness. So I know I would not be where I am today in my personal ascension journey without knowing who he is, what he is, and putting all his teachings into practice. He's why I'm talking to you now. He's why I'm inspired to do this radio show. He's off the air now, and I am just privileged to have had the opportunity to chat with him for a couple hours on his last show. So if you want to decide for yourself that what I'm saying is true, that's what I encourage you to do. I encourage you to find the links to all his BBS radio show archives at the bottom of my program page. And I hope you'll feel into his harmonics, feel into the information he shares. And I'm feeling emotional. I'll just leave it at that. Okay. And I thank you for listening. So Q says this about the ascension cycle. Quote, "This is what we do every 2,000 years. We self-stimulate ourselves, all of us. We bring in more knowledge, more natural understanding, more awareness, and this is the ascension cycle." He also says, "The only way the light can find its way back is by the light finding its way back." That's all that you're doing right now, getting more light within you, utilizing it, and now creating creation the way you would do it in the expression of yourself. End quote. So Duran Duran is saying it, among many other artists. Q is saying it. You and I are saying it, Beth, that the ascension cycle is up to us,
Yes.
all of us, growing our light and moving out of duality, out of this matrix-like system we inherited, and certainly, we certainly didn't vote for it, into where there's just peaceful, blissful, joyful energy all the time. So what do I mean when I say it's up to us? Well, not to be derisive, but supposedly there's a savior coming to save us. And this may ruffle a few feathers, but I feel very strongly about this. One very important thing we've learned from Q is that most of the Bibles on the planet, I think we're closing in on close to 3,000 versions now, which is just nuts. But which, by the way, they do have some incredible information in them. But most of the information in them is constructed to steer us. And I'll take it a step further. They're engineered to steer us away from knowing who we really are, which is a spirit in a human body, a fractal source. Show me a contemporary Bible that informs you of that, that your source, that you're your own savior. For years now, Q keeps saying there's only one Bible and it has only one page with two words on it. And those two words are go within. Go within. Go within means to me to just be me. What is me is 100% up to me. Because nobody, not even a Bible, can tell me what I am, where I am, or how I am. Nobody can tell me how to do me. I'm source. And there's no authority higher than that. So please forgive me if I've offended anyone. It took me a little while to coalesce what go within means, Beth, and but I get it now. So I'm gonna toss the tennis ball to you. How would you describe what going within is, and how would we know what it feels like to go within?
Thank you, Kelly. Just take a breath. I'm feeling so much what you've already said and just did the beauty of it. So let me take a breath here and come present in this moment of the love of today's Love Fest. Okay. I had a really special experience last night, yesterday evening. That I shared, that Kelly shared with me, where she was listening to an archived show yesterday from the PF, from the Project Review with Q archives, and it happened to include a conversation that I had with our friend about a year and a half ago, which was really important for me. And I've referenced, he gave me some really practical help with some questions I had about my own energy body and strengthening my ability to go within. What was seminal about that for today was the end of our conversation. It was like, let's just do this. Let's do this. And I knew exactly what he meant because that's how I feel. Like, this is why we're here, is to go within. Let's just do this. It's now. We're doing it now. So growing our light body is the only thing that matters. And on one level, it's simple, and on another level, it's complicated just because of what we carry, the densities that we carry, and the way we're programmed to be in our minds. So, shall I keep going a little bit with what I had to
Yes,
share
please,
about
please
that?
keep
Okay.
going.
So, What I've experienced myself and with my friends that I share, that we collaborate together on these processes, and then all the people that I've been and teaching and collaborating with that way, is how we don't always know. Like, how do we know if we're in our head or our heart? Because people often think they're in their heart, and I've experienced that, and I've experienced the shift and witnessed the shift that someone has when for the first time they feel themselves in their body and they recognize the difference. So the inspiration about going within is what it means for us to have the courage, really, to take that step to choose to be in our body. And so the message I received this morning when I was holding curiosity with my spirit about what's really important about going within is that it's a choice. If there's time, we can do this later today. I want to give a space for other people to call in if they want to. So that's the idea I want to share today, is that it's a choice. It's a choice to go from the comfort of of all the past experiences and choose to fully inhabit our body. And then that's when the adventure really starts, because these bodies are amazing. Ascension, as you said earlier, just means growing our light body. And that means we have to be in our physical body to grow our light body. So going within means choosing to move to our heart, to simply take a breath and bring our light into our heart, and then do it over and over and over again with breath in the moment. And it gets easier and easier and easier to recognize that feeling of being inside my body, and recognizing. And it's getting easier to interrupt my thoughts and my timelines and my old habits of thinking I can solve my problems, and then realizing, oh my gosh, I was just in my head. Take a breath. I command my spirit to move all my thoughts to my heart, all the way in, come all the way in. Be here now. And sometimes it's really simple. Sometimes it takes a little bit of effort and time, but that's the process of building the habit, is just how to get back in. But going within means learning what it feels like to be my spirit in this beautiful body.
That's great. I love that. You know, you brought up a really good point about breath, how important breath is. Do you want to step into that a
Yes.
little bit?
Yes. One
I'm
breath
feeling
is, I just
it
stopped
too.
to breathe. One breath is the spaciousness of, oh, I'm here. And sometimes I just put my hands on my heart or on my solar plexus a little bit lower, one hand on my heart, one hand on my solar plexus. Oh, come back in, come back in. Here I am, here I am. Oh, this is me. I'm my spirit. My spirit isn't that. I was reflecting earlier this morning, even before I got up, how I used to think that my spirit was God, because it was something up above outside of me that was so beautiful. Then I learned that, oh my gosh, that's me. All I have to do is bring it into my body. That's the meaning of we are God. We are source. So a breath, bring it in, and sigh to release. And there's no rules or numbers. There's all sorts of breathing techniques, but the most beautiful, our spirit doesn't really need rules. Sometimes rules can help us with form and pattern, but ultimately, breathe in from your heart. Imagine your heart breathing. You can touch your body to help your spirit come into your body. And then hold it for a moment and then just relax and allow some space and release. And you can sigh. And vocalizing is really, really helpful. And then adding the words, which we'll talk about in a minute, is what brings the focus of the intention and the power to that beautiful process of breathing in spirit, breathing in light, the consciousness of light that supports us. What is it for you, Kelly?
It's hard to put into words. You just did it beautifully. It's it's light. It's soft. It's and when I say light, I mean like it's feather light. You can't explain it with a
Yes.
word, because light is unexplainable. The English language can't explain it. But it's just centering. It feels centering. Yeah, I just feel like I'm connected to me. I thought I knew me when I was in my head, but until you bring your spirit in, I didn't know me until then. So I hope that's helpful. But that kind of brings us to the importance of command language, which we kind of talked about on the last show. We introduced it, the importance it has in growing our light. If we want to ascend in the bodies we're in now, right? And our dear Asha, hi Asha, of for the people dot space says this quote, "We are all prime creator. We are all source. We're commanding ourself." End quote. And by the way, she co-hosted a handful of the Project Review with Q shows with Q. So you can listen and learn from a very high frequency being if you just start with the very first episode and go forward. And I also encourage you to check out their most current post. It's called In the Field, and it's subtitled Dark to Light, The Great Awakening. I'll just share that. Go to for the people that space if you want to learn more. So Beth, on the last show, you and I gave an overview of what command language is and introduced some of the basic commands. And I would love it if you would, I guess, explain why consistently doing commands, it takes dedication, just like exercising and building a muscle does, and maybe so why it does take dedication and maybe give the basic steps or sequencing that it takes to make a habit of creating that muscle memory, that pattern recognition. Would
Yes.
you mind?
That's a beautiful way to describe it. It is a muscle memory because what we're doing is connecting our spirits with the spirit of our bodies and enabling them to work together. And so the vocalization is the activation of this temple of the body. And the habit that we build over time, then we just naturally adopt it. Like I remember the effort of learning to ride a bike when I was a child. It didn't come easily to me. And it was a little frustrating. So that's one of the things that is dramatic to me was the awkwardness and then the incredible ease. Once it happened, I never thought about it again for my whole life. So command language is like that in the willingness to understand the principles and commit to building the habit. And it will, once it gets easy, it's just so natural. And so many people I know have affirmed that. So one something that came up yesterday that you referenced, Kelly, when you were talking about going within, I want to start with, which is the experience of calm and peace. And when you move to your heart, there's a quiet that's different from thoughts. Because our spirits don't communicate in words, they communicate in a knowingness. And our bodies communicate in knowingness. And then the language we have can help us interpret things, but it is always coming from this quality of spaciousness. And that's the ultimate experience that we all have when we start to recognize the difference of being in our heart, is there's quiet. I worked with someone yesterday who one of her intentions was, I'm not sure why my intuition is shut off because I don't always hear it anymore. And she is so full of light that she didn't know that she was in her heart in peace energy instead of her powerful mind. And it was just so beautiful and so
Oh.
delightful. So that's, it's dramatic when you start to feel this quality of just beingness and observing and spaciousness. So I want to share that as a touchstone for knowing the difference. And then because we're multidimensional, then that gives us the capacity to observe what we need to know, which is moving into command language. So I'm going to just take a moment to, couple moments to just drop into a basic sequence. And then this is what is on the handout. So I don't need that is attached to Kelly's webpage, and then we can take calls. So the first step, and there is a sequence here to feeling it, but then once you know it, then you spontaneously will know which step you want to do. So there's a value to the sequence in learning the habit. So first step is moving from our heads to our hearts. A basic command is I command my spirit to take all the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. So that's a practice that works. And then as you practice it, you'll figure out if you want to say something different, but it's about getting all your thoughts into your heart. Some people like to say, dissolve my thoughts in my heart. You'll play with what your language is, but that's the first principle. And move all my thoughts to my heart. And sometimes we do a countdown on the show that I was listening to when Q did some command language with me, which was so beautiful. It's still in my body a year and a half later. And we did the countdown together, and it's beautiful. Five. For you imagine this elevator weight dropping into your body from your head and landing, and the solidness of landing in your of your spirit landing in your body. And then saying now, which is that affirmation, I am sovereign, I choose to be here now. And then once you practice it, you can sometimes just say now. Now. That's an affirmation of being, of choosing to be in my body. So that's the mind to heart drop. And then increasing, that's one. And then the other key one is I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. So once you're in your heart, I command my spirit to bring more light, bring more consciousness, bring more of me into me, increase my life force energy, expand my light throughout my body. And there's all sorts of really fun visualizations you can do to do that. And, above, below, front and back, all through your body to your skin. Increase my life force energy, and keep breathing and feeling your spirit expand. And then if when you're breathing or even throughout your day, the third step is a focused command to remove density and interference. Sometimes just when you're saying increase my life force energy, and you'll feel, oh, it's not going all the way down into my belly. That's a common place where there might be some density. So then the alternate is I command my spirit to remove anything that's not authentically me. Or you can say anything that's not from source. Remove it. Bring all of me. So remove it. Bring all of me into me and keep speaking out loud and until you feel sometimes a bunch of times. And sometimes I walk while I'm saying this if it's taking a little bit of time to open something. So remove anything that's not authentically me. Heal and balance me now. Bring the light back in. Heal and balance me now. And the light knows where to go, and the mind of your body, the spirit of your body, the intelligence of your body knows where to go. And then you just find your other favorite commands. But that's the basic process. To me, the most important command and something I'm inspired to share at some point is what it means to command peace energy now, and how radical that is, and how that command of once you feel your spirit in your body and say, we command our spirits and prime creation to fill us with peace energy now, fill me with peace energy now, fill us with peace energy now. That's the actual liberation movement that we're in right now in this world. So, another favorite command I have is that I was saying this morning when I was feeling so much love for all of us before the show started, I started saying another one of my favorite commands, which is bring us everything and all that we need. Bring us everything. We command our spirits and prime creation. Bring us everything and all that we need, and just feel the love of source, the love that surrounds us and blankets us and understands and knows and is and honors our humanity and the beauty of who we are. So.
I'm so relaxed right now. Thank you.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I gotta speak. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. That's just it's amazing. Yeah, I wanted to just touch on the commitment, the dedication that it takes. It's that those two words sound pretty firm and hard. And I think it's because we live in this instant gratification, microwave kind of society that if I don't feel it right away, heck with it. It's like going to the gym. If I don't see my muscle right away, then, I kind of lose interest. I'm speaking just in general, not me, but in general, I don't have the patience or whatever it is. So, the commands are instant. You may not feel them, but they are instant. So I just maybe wanted to throw that out. Do you have any thoughts about or feelings about that, Beth?
Yes, what I was feeling in my body when you were saying it is the significance that you actually started by asking us to talk about breath, because it's easy to say the commands. And this is things I've learned not just from myself, but from all the people that I've been sharing this with over a bunch of the last several years, is the shift that happens when we learn to feel it instead of think it. And so just keep breathing. Put your hands on your body and feel it. And
Yeah, that's
feel
good.
and just feel it and feel the commitment to getting back in your body. And if there's a block, remove whatever is in the way. I command my spirit to come into my body now. Increase my life force energy now and feel it. And you'll start to recognize the difference between thinking and feeling. And that's a game changer.
Yes. And you will feel it eventually.
Yes.
I love the words you use, quality of spaciousness, because to me that's peace energy, and peace
Yes.
energy is a frequency. So that's what light is. It's a
Yes.
frequency. So, it can get kind of heady, and to your point, you go into your head and you're trying to figure it out, and what is it, and how does it, it's a frequency. Light is a frequency. It's a vibration. So hopefully that'll help a little bit. So you've said the last show, the light doesn't know our challenges, and we've got a few challenges going on right now. Even those of us that are, have a little more light in our bodies. So the commands are to bring in more light, but also to clear densities.
Yes.
And I maybe we're hoping for some callers, but excuse me, I'm wondering if we could kind of dive into that a little bit. The when to know, like, hey, if I'm doing commands and I'm bringing more light in, isn't that clearing density? Maybe chat about that a little bit.
Yes, and what if I'm going, it'll be easy for me to bookmark whatever I'm saying because you're the one who sees if we have callers. So just, anytime you just let me know if there's somebody who wants to participate. I'm like feeling so spacious. Can you ask me the question again? Sorry.
I love it. I don't remember the question. Yeah, it's you. Well, we touched on it the last show about, commands help us bring in more light and to clear our densities because we live in
Oh,
a very, very dense frequency.
yes.
And
Okay.
I don't
Thank
like to
you.
put numbers to, I don't like to put numbers to it. So maybe help. But does that help?
Yes, totally. Thank
And the
you.
light doesn't know our challenges. Our
The
spirit
light
doesn't
doesn't
know.
know our challenges until it's here. It comes to us in a body, and then it can witness what's happening. The challenge is the synthesis is the Great Awakening isn't all love and light. There's the recognition that this is a dark planet, and sometimes people get really mad at me when I say that, and they say, I would never choose to live on a dark planet. I wouldn't do that. We are light beings, and we know the light and we don't know the dark, and we don't recognize the dark, and we need help recognizing the dark knows the light and the dark knows us. And we all need help recognizing and tuning our senses and establishing a field of authority so that we can feel the dark and help each other get out of misunderstanding. So it's actually incredibly inspiring. And the first step is to be willing to do that hard step of going into the body, into our bodies, to inhabit our spirit instead of going up and out, which is for almost all of us easier. So prayer, meditation, all new age energy medicine techniques that I was taught to go up and out of my crown chakra, astral traveling, and popular current traditions of plant medicine like ayahuasca, all of those, there can be helpful benefits people receive, but ultimately, there's a relief in leaving the body that is opposite of what this inhabiting and going within means. And so the commitment to move within and choosing to be in and then feeling the beauty of what it means to be human, that's what this whole ascension experience is about. Can I just step into this a little bit? Is that okay? Okay.
I also wanted to we chatted about a podcast that we might want to
Yeah,
highlight.
that's what I was just going to talk about.
Oh, good. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's what I was moving to. If there's
Yay.
because I can do it later if there's someone on the line, but if not, that's what I'd like to talk about. So,
There is one on the line, but she has a message to share. She has a me and then we'll bookmark that. We would love to hear the message that Bo from Idaho would like to share with us.
Hi,
Hi,
Bo.
Bo.
Hi, ladies. Hi.
First of all, my very first and most important message is I love both of you so much, my soul sisters. And
Yeah, I
I
gotcha.
so much. This is an important topic to bring, especially to people who might be newer to your show, Kelly. I just want my little tiny messages. I started using the commands that our friend brought to us and before him on Amatron. Probably, I'm really terrible with time. I don't know if it was 2 or 3 years ago now. But
Congratulations.
when I, thanks. When I first started saying them, there was a list and I printed off the list and I had it by my bedside and every night I would repeat the commands. And it was almost, I was brought up Catholic. So for me, it was almost like saying the Hail Mary or the act of contrition or something, you know, like a repetitive kind of thing. But after a while, and I had already been working with going within before I learned about our friends, I just made that connection. And now it's not rote. Whenever I feel, number one, whenever I feel led to, or if it's in a sticky situation, if I'm out in public or whatever, I will say commands. And you don't have to say them out loud, really loud. You know, I always say them before going to Costco or any place like that.
Yep.
I shrink wrap my energy and light body to my physical body. But I just want to encourage people that if you don't feel anything in the beginning, the breath work that Beth talked about earlier is so handy, and it's so easy, and it's free. It's all free. And it's just bringing more of you into you. And basically, like you've been saying, that's what ascension is all about, is bringing our light, recognizing our light and bringing it into our body and holding it there. So basically, mm-hmm. that's all I wanted to say. And thank you so much for doing these shows, ladies. You know how much I love you both. Mm-hmm. And hopefully more people will call in. I just wanted to give a bit of encouragement. If you're a newbie, keep on keeping on, because if you're not feeling anything at the moment, don't worry, you will.
Thank you so much, Bo. Well, thank you for that encouragement. I mean, it's encouragement for all of us, not even the, you know, every one of us needs that encouragement. So thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. We love you.
You're welcome. I love you both. I'll talk to you both soon. Have
thank
a
you.
Wonderful day, ladies.
You too. Oh, and have a good show, Down and Dirty with Bo
yes.
and Vic, coming up
yep.
at 10 Pacific.
We're getting down and
right?
dirty on a little bit different subject today. It's going to be a little spicy. So, yeah, I hope
okay.
you all listen.
And
down
you're
and
taking
dirty.
Callers. You're taking callers today, right?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, she is. Okay.
Okay.
Bo brought up something really quick. I just want to highlight it that, you know, when I go out in public now, because I feel the difference in frequency greatly. So I command my spirit to bring all of me back inside of me and shrink wrap and cloak me while I'm out and about, basically out of my frequency, out of my dwelling. So I do that pretty much every time I go out, even when I'm around my family and my friends, I do it. So I'll drop that there. So did you want to say anything about that or bring back your, how about we dive back into your, where your bookmark is?
We'll dive back in. However, that piece that you both brought up is really significant. And I neglected to mention it in just the basics. It's sometimes I think of it as an extra step, but activating our container, our auric field is a really essential piece that not everybody understands, that their body extends out to the edge of their energy body, and that we have control about where that edge of our body is placed. And it's fine to have it out a little bit, and it's also fine to tuck it in around us. So if that's a new idea for anyone, just realize that owning your light also means activating your field so that you can hold your light and grow it.
Right.
So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. And if you want to learn any more about that, please reach out to Beth at thealchemyschool.com.
Yeah, that is one of the things I help people with.
Yeah.
Because it isn't something we've always been taught. So sometimes we call it boundaries. There's lots and lots of techniques to help. And it's very simple once you understand how to do it. So yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the podcast that we were talking about is this really inspiring conversation that Greg Braden had on Joe Rogan just a few days ago. And if you're interested in tracking it down, I went back and found the number. It's number 2387 on October 2nd. So it just happened recently, Joe Rogan Experience. The significance is I'm intrigued by I don't listen to all Joe's shows, but I'm very intrigued by his conversations because I understand and I feel how he is being a vehicle to help with disclosure, what we call disclosure, which basically just means helping us remember that who we really are, that we are source. And move out of some of the misunderstandings we have about our reality. So, I recommend this conversation because Greg Braden has been a leader in consciousness studies for many, 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 many years. He
Decades.
actually taught. He was the person I learned the heart breath from many, many years ago, and that was instrumental just as a tool for helping me for a long, long time about recognizing the difference between my mind and my heart. And this conversation is spectacular because he's giving practical language with science behind it, which science can go either way, but he's giving data points in practical language to help people understand what the nature of our world is right now, and the whole focus of his work now is what it means to be human and what we can understand about the history of our planet, how the origins of our planet are both light and dark, not the origins, but the presence on our planet, that there's light and dark, and how to start recognizing the influence of the dark and the influence of the light, that we come from other worlds to be here. It was a spectacular conversation, and he kept bringing it back to what it means to be human and claim our sovereignty. And he ended with, and that what it means to be divine. He used sort of radical words and put them in a very practical context over the whole history of our planet and how science relates. How we need to be so careful right now about the transhuman agenda and giving away our sovereignty to the ideas of that want to control our creativity. And then he just ended again with this passionate statement about what it means to be human, and that it was breathtaking because at the end of the conversation he said, and I know, I'm paraphrasing, I know that in our lifetime, we will eradicate war on this planet.
Woo!
That is ascension. He is teaching people about, in practical words, about ascension. And then Joe said, well, I understand what you're saying, but there will always be war, right? Basically, to maintain peace, we have to have war. And Greg said, no, war isn't human. The dark isn't human. We are human. We are of the light. And so this inspiration of, that's why I say peace energy now, calling in peace energy now and claiming it is once we feel it in our authority, that can change everything in our personal lives, but also then we're really actively participating in everything that's happening here. So if anyone's interested in like love studying the history of what's really happening, he has some really beautiful things to say. And it's also a great way to have a conversation with people who maybe aren't open to some of the other sources. And Kelly already mentioned the other incredible, there's no accident about these synchronicities. They're coming from source. The recent post of, is it called In the Field that you mentioned? That's the other, that's a very similar explanation of what's happening here. And the post right before it was peace. And John Kennedy's most famous speech about calling for peace, and that we are in 1963, he made a speech that said he called for total disarmament and that we will have a world with peace. And the kind of peace that makes life on Earth worth living, not peace in our time, but not only in our time, but true peace in all time. He was a light being. 1963 was an ascension point that was then interrupted. Khrushchev, I just looked this up this morning, he published That speech, this was the height of the Cold War. And JFK, at the height of the Cold War, called for total disarmament. Khrushchev published the speech in full with a, in Russian in the leading newspaper so that everyone over there would read it too, which had never happened. So they were that was a moment of claiming peace, and that's where we are again. So that's my little sermonette for today. Peace
Beautiful.
energy now. Peace
Yeah,
energy
you mean
now.
Russia, the country full of light beans? That Russia?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm
Yes.
not joking. I am not
No,
joking. I just wanted
exactly.
to say again, for the people dot space, just you can go to the most current. They have the archives. You can scroll down to, on the right, or if you, it depends on if you're on a computer or a phone, you'll find them. But in the field, Dark to Light, The Great Awakening, for the people dot space, and then the Joe Rogan Experience. It's episode number 2387 with Greg Braden, and like Beth is saying, you know, he goes over evolution, AI, and one of the very important things I really pulled out of it was plant-based medicinals and how they're very similar to kids and screens. So I'll leave that there. Maybe that'll give some inspiration to watch it. And the, I wrote down a quote he said, Greg Braden said, "We triumph by living the best version of ourself, which is imagining freely, sharing ideas, creating, being empathetic, compassionate, and sympathetic." So
Oh.
yeah, he's just, he is so articulate. He, I know who he is, but he is, every word he said was just gold, just nuggets, just pearls of wisdom coming out of his mouth for almost 3 hours. So
Exactly. And what's so beautiful is someone who's been at this for so long and has so much light in him right now. Right? It was just so
yeah.
beautiful.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and you could, I could, because I've heard, you know, I don't follow him necessarily, but I have listened to him often. I enjoy when he speaks, but I just was never a firm follower. But I can feel the difference in
Yep.
his the information coming from him now.
Yep.
I don't know if you noticed that, but
Yes,
yeah.
that's why I was so pa that's what yes, that's why I was so passionate about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he also says, so the next choice you make, any choice, small or big, large, informal, informal, does it affirm or deny my humanness? So another nugget to
Oh my gosh.
pull you in.
Thank you so much for taking thank you so
Yeah.
much for doing that. That's like such a key. Osho used to say every single step is this mo the pivot point of every single small choice is
Yep.
that's ascension in every moment.
Every moment. Yep. Q2, he would say that. Yeah. So what do you say, Beth? You want to do this again in 2 weeks?
That's a yes. Absolutely. I'd be honored to chat again, Kelly.
Oh, there's so much we could talk about. Just there's so much. And you and I have so much fun doing it. So I guess Beth and I will be back here on Station One on Saturday, October 25th at 10 a.m. Central. We've kind of run out of time, unfortunately. And I'm gonna use a lyric from the Coloratura song that is, in the end, it's all about the love you're sending out. If the reason why we're not going to have war is because we're all growing our light. It's up to us. That's why we're not going to have war, because
Yes.
it's, we grow peace energy. Guess what? It'll be peace energy everywhere. So,
Yes.
thank you, Beth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me and helping me pull on this thread some more. And I can't wait to do it again in 2 weeks with you.
Thank you, Kelly. Beautiful, beautifulness to you and
Yeah,
everybody who's listening.
beautifulness to you, all my listeners, BBS Radio, everyone. Don't miss Unstoppable Love with the wonderful and playful Lauren and Zosia, which is coming right up next. And Beth and I will see you in 2 weeks. Beautifulness, beautiful day to you all. All my
Bye,
love.
everyone.
Bye.